go back in time with Sister Consolata as she shares the funny and heartwarming story of her first encounter with Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the website teleradiopadrepio.it, and it revolves around Sister Consolata di Santo, one of the first religious sisters who came to work at the hospital Padre Pio founded in San Giovanni Rotondo. She led a remarkably pious life and was among the rare individuals who had the privilege of kissing Padre Pio's stigmata. But let's start from the beginning. Born on April 10th, 1916, in Santeramo in Colle, a city in southern Italy, Sister Consolata was the youngest of 10 children. She was just 6 months old when her mother lay on her deathbed, and the priest administered the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. It was then that her mother made a heartfelt request, entrusting the care of her family to the Madonna. She implored the priest to consecrate all her children to God's service. And so it happened. Each of her children was committed to a life of religious devotion. This alone sounds like a miracle, if you ask me. But let's continue. At the young age of 20, Sister Consolata entered the convent on September 21st, 1936. Joining the congregation of the Apostles of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And these were the very sisters Padre Pio would ask to serve among the sick at the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza Hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo. Fast forward to September 23rd, 1955, 6 months before the grand opening of the hospital, Sister Consolata, along with her provincial superior and another fellow sister, arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo. They were the first three nuns to grace the hospital with their presence. Sister Consolata recalls their first encounter with Padre Pio the day after their arrival. She shared, "Father Carmelo brought us to meet Padre Pio in the convent. We waited in a small room within the guest house. Suddenly, a knock echoed from a small window connecting to another room. It was Padre Pio. We tried to open the window, but couldn't. Eventually, the guardian came from the other room smiling and unlocked a hook that allowed the window to be opened. Peering in, Padre Pio greeted us with a beautiful smile and said in a joking tone, 'How will you care for the sick if you can't even open a window?' They must have felt terribly embarrassed. Then, with a reassuring gaze at each of them, Padre Pio offered words of encouragement. 'Don't worry, more sisters will come.' And indeed they did. On the day of the hospital's inauguration, there were a community of 15 sisters. On November 3rd, 1955, she confessed to Padre Pio for the first time. Tears streamed down her face as she poured out her sins. She then asked Padre Pio, 'Father, take me as your spiritual daughter.' And he replied, 'If you behave well, though.' On another occasion in the confessional, she dared to request to kiss the wounds on his hands without gloves. His initial response was hesitant, 'In front of all these people?' And with that, he remained silent. However, the following morning, as Mass concluded, a fellow friar urged her, 'Hurry, Consolata, go to Padre Pio.' Without hesitation, she approached and knelt before him. Padre Pio extended his hands, and Sister Consolata kissed his wounds. Padre Pio then asked, 'Are you happy now?' and then gave her a warm smile. Sister Consolata recounts that in 1959, when Padre Pio was ill and hospitalized, he stayed in a room next to hers. She vividly recalls the sound of his heavy breathing, a testament to his poor health. Yet, on the day he was discharged and returning to the convent, he made a point to pass by Sister Consolata's room and inquire about her well-being. Can you imagine? Despite facing immense challenges, Padre Pio always showed compassion towards others. Sister Consolata warmly embraced him and kissed his hands, a moment that she would cherish forever. Sister Consolata dedicated 2 decades of her life to serving the sick at Padre Pio's hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo. However, in 1975, at the age of 59, she decided to leave San Giovanni Rotondo and joined the Poor Clares in a secluded monastery. The Poor Clares, officially known as the Order of St. Clare, are a contemplative Franciscan religious order for women. In her own words, "After 20 years, I felt the need to retire to seclusion for a holy death. I thought I would die within 2 or 3 years." However, Sister Consolata defied expectations and lived until 2018, reaching the remarkable age of 101. End of story. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. But I know that some of my listeners are not yet members. You would have much to gain, so join today. Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit are regular masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It's simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.